Chicago skies in 1943. A boy who learned that courage grows through purpose like a tree. His father left too early, but heaven sent strong hands. A fireman taught him duty and how a man should stand.
Pasadena sunlight, the ocean in his eyes. He carried quiet determination no storm could compromise. Then the Navy called his name across the restless sea, and he sailed into the open for the cause of liberty.
On the waters near Japan, beneath the foreign moon, he dreamed of home in Honolulu, where his young love awaited soon. Linda held his future while the war clouds rolled away, and together they began a life full of little hands and play.
He fixed that which was broken, built businesses from dust, raised daughters and sons with work, discipline and trust.
And though the war would wound him long after he returned,
still compassion filled the places where the fire once had burned.
He walked through flame and sorrow, he smiled.
Waves and campfires, through every storm endured, a life defined by service, a stalwart heart for sure.
When the bugle echoes across the setting sun,
heaven whispers softly,
welcome home
again, my son.
Cancer tried to claim him in the autumn of his years, but he rose again through faith instead of fear. He learned to heal the breathing of strangers in despair, as if the Lord had shaped his hands to fix things anywhere.
Scouts in the wilderness, teaching boys to lead, showing them that character is built through selfless deeds. When the storm, rain and floods gathered, forming him a snare, his brave act of sacrifice confirmed a hero there.
He loved the sound of ocean waves and old tires on parade roads, Packard chrome reflecting sunsets only memory now holds.
With Buster Brandy Augie running joyfully outside,
he found peace beside the rivers where the mountain shadows hide.
He read the stories of the wars that shaped before, yet treasured simple memories with his children even more.
And though the years grew quieter after loved ones passed away,
still kindness stayed beside him to the final earthly day.
30 grandchildren carry echoes of his name.
20 great-grandchildren keep alive the family flame.
And somewhere past the twilight,
father calls his servant home to everlasting peace and rest.
He walked through flame and sorrow. His smile carried light somehow. At times when he was weary, his family kept their vow.
Through mountains, waves, and campfires, through life's storm endured, a life defined by service, a stalwart heart for sure. Welcome home again, my son. Heaven whispers softly,
welcome home again, my son.